Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 77. Today, Saturday, July 22nd, 2017. I'm your host, Lita. And joining me over there somewhere is my co-host, Stone. Good morning.
Good evening. Hello.
And the person over there.
Good evening.
It's Crystal.
Hey, Crystal.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi. It seems. Hi, that's me.
Yeah, it is you. Thanks for coming and having the chat with us. We appreciate it. What crazy time is it for you?
It's late. It's one. I don't know. At night. It's one at night.
You're Central Europe. PN time.
Wow. Yes, I'm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So sorry, man.
1 a.m. Wow. That's awesome. Now, did you say you've got your girlfriend there wants to wave and say hello?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, it's all right. Come. Say, come on over. Come on.
Hey.
Say hello. Hello.
Hello.
Tell her we all say hi. Nice.
Aww. Yes.
Aww.
Very cute. All right, well, let's get into it. So, Crystal, tell us a little bit about yourself, the player behind the character that we know as Crystal in our chat room.
So, I am 21. I study IT, and I play a lot of games, actually. But, well, the main game I played when growing up was WoW, so I think we can focus on that because I don't think I have anything interesting to say besides that on topic.
Okay. All right. But, well, obviously, can you tell us some of the other games that you do play?
I play RuneScape. I play League of Legends when I'm forced to by my fiancé or my friends because they don't like me having fun. And I also played some Tibia, and I did some online magazine about it on my forum, but it's in Polish, so I won't show it.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's very cool. All right. So how long have you been playing WoW? And then when did you first get into trying a challenge tone?
So I started in right after my primary school. I was 13, and it was shortly after the Cataclysm came out. So I'm a new kid, sorry. And I got level 85, but actually enjoyed leveling, but didn't enjoy endgame at all. And I was looking for some other stuff I could do in the game besides endgame because I didn't really want to level up another character just for the leveling experience. And I found out twinking. So my friend got me into twinking at level one, and we played a lot, but he quickly got behind because he didn't play that much. And then I was forced to play alone, and I found out about free-to-play, and that's what really got me hooked on World of Warcraft. I played on free-to-play account on Starter up to level 20. And I found a community, a kind of huge community of Starter players, and we there were battlegrounds going on, there were ladders, high scores, and I started getting achievements. And I was really hooked on getting achievements, and I climbed the rankings in achievements, in free-to-play only achievements. And then we had a few of the bugs that I am not sure if I should talk about because they might violate the Blizzard's terms of service. But they allowed us to get easy points using our main accounts to boost ourselves.
Okay.
And basically we went to raids and we went to high level battlegrounds and we played Death Knights and everything was really cool. But then it kind of deteriorated because you couldn't have a healthy competition when some people got thousands of achievements from raids and others couldn't even enter them. And the person doing rankings, stopped doing them and moved on with his life. And then some other stuff happened and I never actually got to top one free to play achievements, which really, it still stings that I couldn't make it. And I started drifting away from WoW. But then I saw Kriparian's video about world first Iron Man. And I decided that this is something I really, really want to try out. I really enjoyed the death, permadeath aspect in games. So I made a hunter, but kind of stopped playing it around level 30 and then a year or two passed and then I came back when Legion invasions were around and I thought to myself that I'm gonna be clever and I'm gonna use Legion invasions to level up without any issues, and that's how I found the forums. I found that Legion invasions are frowned upon. I started to level up irons without using invasions and I got hooked and that's how I'm here.
Excellent. Alright. Sounds like you've done a lot, which is good. So at the moment, so Iron Man is the challenge that you're really most focused on?
Well, I enjoyed Speed to 60 the most, to be honest.
Okay.
And I enjoyed Pacifists too. Bloodthirsty is not so much, but yeah, irons are definitely my thing.
Good. Awesome. All right. So tell us, what are you currently focused on with your challenge tune? Tell me what race and what class.
I have a Night Elf Priest, my third priest, because...
Nice.
Yeah. First two died, and I, before Iron Priests, I never actually played a priest, so it was very refreshing and very, very cool. I enjoy the class right now.
Yeah.
And I'm 73, I think, questing in Golden Ass, but I'm in no rush to 110. Yeah. I still want to get it eventually, but no rush.
Okay. And what spec do you like to go with your, with the priest?
It's discipline.
Okay.
I never even tried another specs.
All right. So what is it that that you really like about the discipline spec?
It's extremely safe. And even if you're killing things very slowly, I have a feeling that I can't really die unless some bug happens or something else. So I really enjoyed that aspect.
Okay. So what has been your fondest challenge memory so far?
Fondest challenge memory? Especially, I enjoyed getting level 60 on... Well, I enjoyed getting level 60 on Fancy. Because I was very tired. It was the day I played for 24 hours because before Fancy, I went for Speed to 60 on a mage and died at level 30 and decided to go on the Hunter straight away.
Yeah.
And I was about to turn in my last quest in Blasted Lands for level 60. And it was very close to 16 hour mark. And I really wanted to get just before 16 hours, sub 16 hours time was like the dream.
Yeah.
And I pulled three mobs and I almost died. And it was like a shower, I think, a cold shower. I managed to shadow meld, I decided to eat to full and then go to give in the quest, which costed me like 2 minutes and above 16 hours time, but...
Wow. Because, I mean, you did it in 16 hours. I'm just looking at the website again. So you have got the number one spot for the speed to 60 with Fancy, which is 16 hours, 1 minute and 46 seconds, which is amazing. Like, that time frame is just amazing. So what did you do? Like, did you set yourself that, yes, this is something I want to do, and made sure that you had your food ready to go? Did your girlfriend, like, bring you food? Was she looking after you to make sure you were getting fed? Like, what was the thing?
I'm sure she wasn't happy with the fact that I went for it. And she's smiling in a way that I'm sure she wasn't happy. But I did a lot of preparations, both IRL and in-game.
Yep.
And I actually got my paste bin of with my notes that I posted on forums before, mm-hmm. and with the whole route, with preparation, I bought weapons before to use them just after leveling up to have the highest DPS I could. I took a good night's sleep, I got food ready, I got excess gold for my character from Blinktrons. So, yeah, it took a lot of preparation.
Wow. That sounds it. That's amazing. You're so close to the under that 16 hours. That's amazing. Did you feel exhausted when you finally get it, or were you feeling elated? Like, what was that feeling once you finally hit 60?
It was euphoric, especially because the same day, a person broke 24-hour mark before I scheduled the speed to 60 run to a certain day. And before that day, every speed to 60, every person on the speed to 60 list was over 24 hours. And then suddenly someone came in on a paladin and took 21 hour mark, and I really was happy that I could beat them. I really was happy that I didn't die that last minute.
Yeah,
but the euphoria really wore off fast, and I was extremely tired.
I bet it's an amazing achievement. So are you going to go for it again to get under the 16 hours at some point? I'm not saying like right now, but at some point, do you want to really go for it again to see if you can get under that 16?
I plan to in January, because the event in January, what it's called, Lunar Festival,
mm-hmm.
allows for like 30 minute shorter time, because you can fly to the dwarven capital that's called Ironforge.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And teleport to Elwyn, not to Elwyn, to Moonglade,
mm-hmm.
using the Lunar Festival light buff, or and that's as a whole skip of flying to Stormwind and taking a ship and taking a flight path.
Oh, good thinking.
Can I ask, does your fiance know that you're going to do this in January?
Now she knows.
She does now. Tell her I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, alrighty. So when you're leveling, like, have you mapped out your whole route of which way you want to go with which each time you're taking, you know, your irons through? Have you got your set path, or do you like to mix it up a little bit?
I always, since the first day, I always level up the same path.
Mm-hmm.
And Maybe some other path would be faster, but I decided to bank on the fact that I know the quests by hand and could just autopilot through them.
Yeah. Okay. Now that sounds fair enough. All right. So tell us, what's been one of the worst embarrassing deaths that you've had on your challenge turn?
Every time there's a contest, I really get hyped up and I really enjoy the contests and I really want to be the best like no one ever was. And when there was the Frozen contest, it was absolutely the first Ironman contest I took part in and I wanted to shine. And I drowned after playing a whole day. I drowned.
Oh no!
There was a quest in Eastern Plaguelands where you kill like these water elementals, and I said that this is the last one, and I'm going to back to the hub. And killing them took longer than expected because I pulled two more, and suddenly my screen flashed red, and I blinked up. Blinked up when I saw that I'm drowning, and I died above the surface.
Oh no!
Have a screenshot of me floating in the air dead.
Oh, that's a rough death. Oh, geez. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you poor thing. So what level had you made to on your mage?
It was like 46, I think.
Wow. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Well, it's well done, but... Oh, you must have felt really bad.
Nail to the coffin was that in 2 days, I had a mage on the same level and died in the same zone a few quests later.
Oh. Ouch. And
then my third mage also died in a stupid way in the same contest at level 58 or 59. Because I decided to run through a whole camp of monsters and then to stop to kill a rare. So I dismounted. And then the whole pack of monsters caught to me. And that was soul crushing.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's weird how you can run through mobs or aggro a mob. And they will, then you'll leave combat. And then other times they just keep coming. Like, you're like, I've gone halfway across the map. Why are you still following me? It's a bit bizarre.
They love you.
Yeah. But I think we all feel and understand what that kind of death would do. That, ouch. That would have hurt. So, what advice do you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge soon?
Definitely. To if you die, and you probably will, but if you die, reroll instantly because action will help you fight with the loss. And even if the gap to the level you died on is huge, you'll slowly creep up to that point. But if you don't, and you're gonna like say F it and leave it at that.
Yeah,
you're just gonna leave bitter, and that's not the point.
Hmm. No, that's. I mean, that's a really good point. That is true. That if you don't reroll, that it can be very hard to get started again. I think we've all done that. Stone.
Yeah,
did you find that?
I think the times where I've died and I've waited because it just I felt like I want. Well, I did a break. It was harder for me to get back into it. So, and then when I've died and re-rolled like right away, like with my flip table tune, that one went really well, right? And that one was right away. So, I never really thought of that, of it like
that. No. That's a really good point. It would be interesting to see those in the chat room what they have to say. So guys, can you let us know what it's like re-rolling as soon as possible? I think that's a good thing. But sometimes your heart, I know for me, sometimes my heart feels that heavy that I just like, I can't get into, you know, I can't re-roll yet. But yeah, maybe sometimes you should push it and do, even if you just re-roll, enter in and just be like, right, okay, I've made my tune, log out, walk away for the moment now. At least I've got the tune ready to go. So
yeah, exactly.
Mm. All right. Okay. Well, thank you, Crystal. We appreciate that. It's good getting to know you. And best of luck on your next Speed 260 when you get there. And hugs to your girlfriend, I would say. Give her big hugs. And I'm sure she's very supportive. And we're all behind you with that and think it's, you know, again, good luck with that. So now, do you want to let us know what else have you been doing this week? What's your week in WoW been like?
I actually didn't play much World of Warcraft this week except of today. So if possible, I would prefer to talk about the week when the Bloodthirsty contest started.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sure.
But could one of you just start, because I feel like I've been talking all the time and
sure we can. Sure. Starting.
Well, I played so much WoW this week and last week. Mm-hmm. And no, not really. I didn't really play all that much. I did the challenge. I did the contest on the first day, and I died at level 10. But we know that from last week. And I said that was it. You know, Bloodthirsty, drive me crazy. So my attention was focused on my sim and doing other stuff, and not as much WoW as I would have liked. I did get to raid, but other than that, I did play a little teeny tiny bit of my Iron, and I got him up to 59. He's 58, so just one level, and basically ran into the Fel Reaver and said no thank you, and everything was going well, and then I hit my F1 button by accident because I was going to hit escape to log out, and my F1 is that's where my disengage was on my HUD. So I started going backwards, and I'm in Outland, and the area where you when you are Alliance, you're going to go kill the Legion camps along the cliff kind of thing, right? And yes. And there's like a little flight guy there, doesn't have a normal flight path. Like, you actually have to just speak with him, and he brings you back to the floating island. So luckily, when I was jumping backwards, I just clipped one of the bird's wings, and it kept me from going the whole way over, because I think I would have been gone. Because the slope of it, it would have been enough that I would have been, see you later. So that was it. I logged out and I was like, I'm good. So
how was the heart? The heart was probably,
oh, I swore, like, really, like, I was like, and the birds are there. I'm like, oh, thank goodness. If I had lost that one, I would have been a little bit upset, 'cause I felt really good on this one. So, so we'll see.
Okay.
But yeah, that's been my week, to be honest.
In Outland before 60.
Yes. Hmm. Yeah, it's not that hard on a hunter. So I'm just really trying to get up to 60 as fast as I can, so I can fly and make things even more easy.
Hmm.
So
yeah, okay.
Hunters are open.
Oh well, that sounds good. Oh well, good luck this week.
I almost had kittens.
I bet you did.
quote Nisi.
And perhaps not have your disengage attached to F1.
But that's my F1. Like F1 is like help, so I can get out of there. So all my keys are bound from F1 to F4, the 1 to 6, well, actually not even 1 to 6, it's the little squig, it's like the little squiggly line, to 6, and then Q to T, like I'm all, like all of my stuff is all on one hand. So if I do F12 and I'm in big, big trouble, then that could make me die.
What?
If I have to reach all the way over to F12.
What mouse are you using?
I am using a MMO Cat 7 mouse.
Okay.
MMO 7
keybind.
I typically don't use. Well, I do shift up and down. Mouse wheel up and down is for my pat to go and attack and be passive, and then shift mouse up is any kind of speed boost, and shift mouse wheel down is to mount. So I found I'd rather not put actions on my mouse that would kick me off my mount. So,
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I have my disengage for my hunters is normally button 12 on my mouse. So
you have a Naga, right?
I
can
so
do that. My thumb will fall off.
Well, I mean, I don't have little skinny hands. I've got like slightly fat fingers. But I find it's quite.
I call BS on that.
I find that that's quite comfortable. And being that 12 is, you know, it's the top spot because you got 1, 2, 3 up and then, you know, 4 lines, 3 up and 4 across.
Okay.
That for me, 12, it's out of the way, but it's close enough that if something happens, I quickly can, you know, whack it and be like, disengage, let's go. It's interesting how we all play. What about you, Crystal? Do you like keybind your mouse or do like Stone does and have your buttons keybound or?
Mouse is a touchy subject because I just had to say goodbye to my a few years old mouse that I got together with my laptop, and I had to buy a new one, and I just decided to go for the cheapest, and it was bad idea because it keeps lagging and moving in weird directions, and as many times as I misclicked something and just was raging. It's not worth it. But I do keep keybinds on my keyboard, just like Stone, but in other order.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. All right. Well, do you anything else for your week, Stone? That's it. Database stuff and trying not to kill yourself on your iron.
Let me think. Hold on a second here.
Coffee is my blood.
No, I think I'm good. So, Lita, do you want to go into your week?
I can go into my week if Crystal will do yours after mine. Yeah, you're happy with that?
Sure.
Okay, all right. So last week I finished on level 24 my contest tune, so human warrior. So she's been going along well. I thought I finished on 22, but it was 24. I was diddling myself 2 levels. So
What?
So,
what did you say?
Diddling? Like shortfalling yourself.
Short
diddling. Sure, you know, when you cut yourself short. So I think I said I was 22 last week when I was actually 24.
That has got a completely different meaning over here.
Okay. All right, I'm not going to ask you to tell me later. Anyway, so I'm in wetlands and basically was grinding through rares and Murlocs and the gnolls, mostly just going round and round. Did pretty good with the res in wetlands, seemed to spawn quite, you know, quite well. So I was happy with that. Got to kill them a bit, which was good. At level 25, I decided I'd go down to Northern Stranglethorn because I was a bit over killing Murlocs and gnolls. So I headed down to Stranglethorn, looked for some rares. It was a little bit harder to find some, but I did find like the big monkey and the crocolisk, and there was something else.
What big monkey?
I can't remember.
There's a big monkey?
There's rare? A big monkey, yeah. Yeah, there's a big, I can't remember, Itchy-U or something.
In which, Northern Stranglethorn.
Yeah.
I was still stuck on diddling.
So I started grinding the goblins, you know, the goblins in that little area near the tigers and the crocodiles. So Stone's lost it.
I'm gonna mute.
You're right.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna mute. Okay.
Anyway, I stayed there and I ground out 5 levels and hit level 30. So that was good. Then I decided I'd go to Hinterlands because again I was a bit over grinding through the goblins, and I had gone down into the Cape of Stranglethorn. And there's like 4 rares, but most of the time you can barely get one rare up. So I was like, I think I'm going to go somewhere else. So I went up to the Hinterlands. The first night I'm in Hinterlands, 8 rares. I got them all bar one. I was so excited.
Cool.
I was like, yay. So that was good. So Hinterlands, I went from 30 to 34.
Okay.
And... So that wasn't too bad. And then I headed to Western Plaguelands at 34. Started killing the bears. And I'm you know what really disappoints me about Western Plaguelands? Sorrow Hill, I used to kill so many of the spirity undeady things there, and now they're all green. I'm like,
what?
Well, can't kill anything there. And then I went over to see if the rare dude was in the crypt, and he wasn't there. So I was like, oh, okay. So I went back to Hinterlands to kill the rares, which I did. I think I got 7 again. Like I was, Hinterlands is awesome for rares. I was so excited about that. Killed all the rares I could, went back to Western Plaguelands and basically found a couple of rares, was really careful about Anderhole. That's a scary place because of the phasing. So when I'm riding into Anderhole and all I see is this undead, you know, death guard, and I'm like going, please change over, please change over, please change over. And then as I'm coming closer and I can see it's like red level 40 or something, and I'm 34 and I'm just going,
no thanks.
Please, 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 please. And then phases, and then you know there's the Thresian standing there, and then I see all the green dunes and I'm like, whoo! Okay, so yeah, that was a bit scary, but I did kill some of the guys, some of the mages, and but I didn't feel comfortable. I think I killed about 10 things and was like, you know what, I'm gonna go somewhere else, because I felt if something happened with phasing, I would just, you know, if I came back and had all undead around me attacking me, I just was, yeah. So I went and found I found the gnolls, and I found the cultists over on the, as if you're heading towards Eastern Plaguelands. Okay. There's all those cultists though. So as I've been leveling up, I've just been trying to kill stuff about 2-3 levels ahead of me. Not too much, but just finding that comfortable spot. So and I did actually find quite a few rares in Western Playgrounds that I was surprised. There was a puppy dog. I really didn't like killing the puppy dog. His name's Tracker, and he's like a bull mastiff, and he was okay. Really cute.
But he's not a puppy dog. He's a big dog.
He is. He's a puppy dog. And I was like, I'm sorry, Mr. Puppy Dog, but I need the XP. So I killed him and got like 3,700 XP. I was like, yes, sorry, Mr. Puppy Dog. But other than that, yeah, so it wasn't too bad. And I hit level 37 last night.
Woo! Nice.
So,
nice.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. I had, in all of that time, I did have a couple of scary spots. One of them was when you were losing health and I actually dinged and got my health back just as, you know, the second mob or third mob was coming in. Yeah.
I love when that happens.
Totally good. I even did Last Stand. I think I had Last Stand at that point and I was like, Last Stand! And I'm killing because I had two or three on me and I'm like, you know, no running. Like, there was no thought. I'm like, Last Stand, do this. Bang, 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 bang. And I kill one. And then, you know, what is it? Victory rushes up. And I'm like, bang, 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 bang. And I'm just going, come on, you can do it. And then, ding! And I'm like, right, now I take on the fourth one. And yeah, so it was very exciting. And I was like, yay. So other than that, I have really, just really enjoyed it. The whole trot and just charge, kill.
Yeah.
Charge, kill. Like, heal yourself back up. Charge, kill, heal yourself. You know, it's addicting. I just do it. Like, I'm just doing it for hours. Like, it feels like hours and hours. Obviously, I'm not. But it's such a grind. It's so mesmerizing for me that, you know. And I go, ding. And I'm like, oh, I dinged. Oh, yay.
You love to grind.
I do. Yeah. I do, yeah. I have the insane title for that reason, because it's very great.
And diddle.
But anyway, we'll, shush. So, yes, made it to level 37. Really happy. It's more than I thought I would, because I really concentrated the last 2 weeks to just really playing the Bloodthirsty and not concentrating on my main, and I'm pretty happy how I went, and yeah, so that was good fun. Yeah, so that's where I'm up to. No one else got looked at all week. It was all bloodthirsty all the time. So yeah, so that was kind of cool. Okay, so that's my week. Crystal, cool. Let's go back to you.
Okay, so the week contest started, I created a warrior to level 9 because, as I remember from last week's show, Stone said that some guys had to create a level 10 of every class.
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of not true because it's very easy to guess what class it is from the artwork. So me and one more person from the realm I play on, I'm not sure if he or she wants to be known as the person who does this, but we prepared, and oh my god, playing Bloodthirsty for the first time, I died 4 times at level 7 or 8. It makes you attack mobs that are way above your range just to do it a little bit faster. Yeah. And there was a guy I found randomly doing Bloodthirsty too, but he was a warlock on our realm, and his name is Blood Art, and he showed me this really, really sweet spot in Elwyn. I'm not sure how it's called, but it's some kind of landing. It's something landing. And there is a goblin in there. And if you attack him, he spawns 3 level 10 guards. So you attack him and kill the guards and you get like 400 XP, which is kind of easy on a warrior because you can just victory rush through all of them. And even on arms. And then as soon as you step out the building, the goblin spawns again. So you can kill him, kill the guard, step out, charge back, because it takes around 20 seconds. And it creates such an autopilot, mindless, easy grinding spot. And I loved it. And I played there until level 13.
Holy moly. That actually sounds familiar. I remember seeing a post on the forums about a year and a half ago about that. And maybe there's a YouTube video as well. Was that you or was that the other person?
Not me, and I guess okay. Not the other person.
It was a while ago. I remember we were discussing that with someone, and I can't remember who it was. Yeah. Okay. All right. So you made it to 13.
Yes. Yes. And okay. On that night, I was at my friend's house with my fiance and with my friends, and we had a gaming night. So I awaited for the contest start because we had an agreement that as soon as the contest starts, I'm allowed to nerd the hell out of the night. So as soon as the contest started, I hopped on, got the level 13, and skipped through the Westfall entirely and went to Red Ridge, killed some monsters for 14, killed the rares, and started wandering about in Red Ridge, and I accidentally found another instant respawn spot, or forced respawn. It's near the Snarlflare Rare Drake in Red Ridge. It's four gnolls, and they're very easy to kill. They give plenty of XP. The only downside is they have like these poachers or hunters, and I think that in this expansion, the ranged monsters' attack is bugged, and they attack too quickly. Like every 0.25 seconds, so you get barraged. I noticed this first time in Blasted Lands, where these Nagas could almost global you from full to zero. And these Gnolls also deal plenty of damage, but if you have Victory Rush, then it's all good. So I stayed until level 19 there, and went to Duskwood, and kill some rares, and then I had to go to sleep because the gaming night was over.
Yeah.
Anyways, I really tried to keep being number one in the standings as far as I could, because I hoped that maybe this contest will be the one I will be able to win. So next days, I really, really spent whole nights playing and couldn't find any as good spots as these. I wandered about in Duskwood and later on in Northern Stranglethorn, and then I went up to the north of Eastern Kingdoms into the Arathi Highlands, I think it is. Yep. And I found Stormguard Keep, which was a godsend, and I just kept making circles and used Heroic Leap to jump down and made a circle and Heroic Leaped down again. And it was very, very cool for leveling.
Okay, yeah.
And then I did two quests, my first two quests on the character, because they awarded a lot more XP than average quests on that level. They gave like 10k, while normal quests gave like 6 or 7k XP. Mm-hmm. And doing these two quests gave me level 30. And I went on to kill some more stuff when I disconnected. I wasn't too really bothered by this because I used to disconnect frequently. But whenever I came back in, I was dead. And it was absolutely the first time that happened to me, even since the day I played on my main. Every time I disconnected, I never died. And it's the first time.
Yeah.
I must say, I was relieved. Trying desperately to still be number one in bloodthirsty contests took a huge toll. Took a huge toll on my life and life then on these 3 days. And I was really, really happy that I could just watch how it unfolds, especially because Never Died came in and swooped the competition. And I know I wouldn't.
Well, you shouldn't feel bad, though, because I know that there was a bunch of people that died due to DCs. It was killing a whole bunch of folks. And not sure why all of a sudden we got hit with them, but it just seemed like that was the thing that was going to kill everybody. So,
yeah,
man, I feel for you. That's for sure. And I completely understand how you were saying that you're trying to kill things that were higher than you just so you get more XP. That's how I was playing. And that's why I knew that I would not be able to beat you, Lita. So, because I knew I'm trying to pull too many higher level things, right? And I feel that pain, man. So,
yeah. But well done. I mean, well done. That was your first bloodthirsty attempt.
Was it? Oh man. So,
yes. Well, I got back, made another character yesterday, and got back. And I'm in the competition somewhere, you can guess.
Well, yay! Good on you for giving it another go. So
I have to go look. Where are you, man? Where are you?
I'm in the top 10. Top 10 alive.
Alive, okay.
Top 10 alive.
But, yeah, maybe don't look for me right now.
Well,
all right.
Well done, and commiserations on the DC. Like we said, there was quite a few DC deaths this past week, I think, in particular. So, yeah, there's a lot of people that understand and feel that pain with you. So, yeah, but good luck. Good luck on your next challenge tunes. And if you continue to go with your bloodthirsty as well. So, yeah. All right.
Cool.
Stone.
Yes.
We have a bumper.
Yes, we do. Where is the bumper? The bumper is right here.
Coffee is my blood.
It's not the right bumper. Okay, hold on.
Yes, I'm here.
Wow, that's also not the right bumper.
Uh-huh.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Hey, man. I've got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's an auction house dance party going on right now, apparently. Mm-hmm. I forgot about it because I've been dealing with the hockey sim stuff and database stuff. Apparently there's a buff that you can get that heals you. Yeah, that's not cool. So how long does this thing go on for? Is it like four days, right?
I think it's... I'm not really sure.
I thought it was only 4 days. But yeah, I mean, if it's a healing buff for 24 hours, yeah, you can't use that. That's not in our rules.
And
for sure.
Nisi says it is removable, so just make sure you click off. Yeah. If you go to the auction house, and it's only in Stormwind and Orgrimmar, so if you go to the auction houses in Ironforge or Thunderbluff or... you won't get it, but it is definitely Orgrimmar and Stormwind auction houses where the dance party is. So, again, you can go use that. You can do the dance. Just make sure you take off the buff when you're, you know, when you're going to play. So, yeah. Okay.
There's one thing I wanted to say. Oops. Yeah, that's specifically why I shouldn't have done that. Okay. Just looking at the screen. Yay, XSplit. I want to say a special thank you to a friend of mine in the East Coast that is helping me with technical stuff in behind the scenes to help us progress towards the next challenge. So, it definitely helps a lot. So thank you very much. You know who you are. Omenia. So, okay, so I'm going to pull in Margathon, and hopefully this won't destroy everything on the screen. I'm sure it's going to.
It probably will.
Yes. Because, yep, of course it did.
Hello.
Hey, Margo. Hello. How are you doing?
Hey, Mog.
I'm good.
Wakey. Although it's not quite as bad, right? It's for you, it's like, well, it's coming up to 1 a.m. for you right now, right?
Yeah, 1 a.m., yeah.
Yeah, and for Crystal, it's like 2 a.m. Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So...
Crystal, Mog. There you go. Introduction.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, I'm all right. That.
It's that time. Mog, okay. Tell us. It is. It's over. It's done.
Tell us. Yeah, it got so quick.
I know.
Yeah,
that's I've heard that before.
Yeah,
yeah. Unfortunately, oh, you don't? Wow. Nice. Okay. Do you want to go into the winners and all that?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Well, before I do that, there's just a few things I want to talk about before I get into the actual winners and stats and all that good stuff. So. First of all, just want to explain that this contest, I have to admit that this contest is not 100% as I planned it, and that's all down to me. Because when we planned this contest, it was originally going to be an iron contest. I think it was back in November last year we talked about this. But it turned into a bloodthirsty because the frozen contest took its place. So somewhere along the line, wires were crossed, and I think it was a day before, I messaged you. I said, oh, have you got all the coding ready? And it's just arms, yeah? Default spec. And you was like, what? Default spec? No. I was like, oh, I did. So that didn't give you enough time to actually put default spec in. So, yeah, that's totally down to me. So I'd like to apologize.
It's
to everyone.
Certainly within the realm of chance that you did say it and I didn't do it. I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning, so...
Yeah. So originally, just to recap, originally it was just meant to be default spec. But saying that, I think everyone had a good time on the old prop, so, you know, not too bad. So, second of all, I had fun. Yeah. So, it was the same for everyone. So, yeah. So, second of all, wearing greens in future contests. Now, I've had to think about it. I've had a chat with Stone. And in hindsight, it is a good idea. But I'd like to try and keep it as close to the actual rules as possible. So, then Stone hasn't got all this coding to do. So... I just want to simply say one thing. If you wish to run a race forcing a disadvantage on yourself, then seriously, it's basically you can't moan when everyone's beating you. That's all I want to say on that matter. And thirdly, questioning bloodthirsty contests. So I think it was my belief that in the 2 weeks ago, we were even talking about using quests as a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
If I remember rightly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there was no rule that, oh, you can't use quests. And I think in a 2 week contest, if you're using quests to bump yourself up, then that's a perfectly viable way of doing it. Obviously, watch out though, if you're taking that character on in the actual challenge, then you're seriously decreasing the amount of quests you've got to get through to the next expansions. That's what I'd like to just warn people about.
So, I mean, I do have a comment about questing and all that. So, I think Lysand was saying that we can track quests through the API to see what quests you have done on that tune. If things have changed, great. I'm going to have a look at. I will have a look at it again because I think that would be probably a better way to track it versus the quest completed count, because those can sometimes be not as good as just looking at the quest completed log, right? So I will be having to look at that, and if we can use that, I will, because I think I'd rather use that overall versus saying, okay, now you're allowed to complete, what are we at? We're at 230 quests. No, 209 before you get yellow flagged. So, you know, WoW seems to be going more towards these kind of quests where it goes across your account. So I think doing the quest log itself might be a better way to track it versus numbers, because the numbers, you know, just because you... Anyways, I have these things in my head. I'm going to be having a look at it, and I can ramble on forever, but I will be having a look at it. For current tunes, there will be grandfathering, because that's what we do. I don't think it's fair to red flag anybody after the fact because we changed the rules up or changed how we did things. So, we'll have a look at that for sure.
Yeah. And obviously, if you implement that, then, you know, obviously that will carry across into the contest.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
So, yeah, just last, you know, I just want to point out that these contests are just a two-week bit of fun. And I hope everyone has fun doing them. But I'd like to think that they run sort of parallel to the challenge, but not actually part of the challenge for those 2 weeks. But when the contest finishes, obviously you can take that character on and actually take part in the actual challenge. And it goes vice versa. There may be some contests, I may have rules in it that totally break all challenge rules. I don't know. That's just a thought for the future. But just that, try not to focus too much on, you know, morals and standards of the challenge and put them into the contest, because I would like to think that this is just a bit of fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, another point that I want to add to that, though, is we are doing the contests. I want to run these things so that we get more people playing, so that Blizzard, so that Blizzard sees more people doing these things and will put in a feat of strength in the game. That is my number one goal. They have not promised anything at all, but they are aware of us, so that's good. I want to get more people playing, and we need to appeal to more folks. It doesn't mean that we're going to make it super, super easy, but we might add things to other things. Like, we added tin. Everyone was saying, oh, well, we don't really need tin. But people are using tin, and lots of people are trying to use tin. So just stuff like that. When we do iron pairs, I mean, it's not going to be true iron, because you're going to have a friend with you, right? But we're going to try to keep as close to those rules as we can. But in doing pairs, you'll get more people trying to play, and overall, it will progress us to my goal. And once I get my goal, then I don't know where we go. It's thumbs up, and then great for everyone. So, I mean,
That's the main thing with these contests. Just, if you do have certain standards within, and I understand that people are doing this a long time. So just for the 2 weeks, if you are taking part in the contest, just let your hair down, have a bit of fun. Just forget about all that challenge stuff. And just run to the rules of the contest.
Cool.
Which are usually, you know, the rules of the challenge. Like in this case, you can wear greens, you can do quests. Okay, so I just wanted to get that across. So, after all that, let's get right into it. Stats.
Cool.
So, orcs versus humans. So, how did it finish? 33% orc and 67% human.
Hmm.
Wow. So, again, everyone loves their alliance. But Orc did get a bit of showing. 29% EU, 71% US. So no change there. So it's very dominated by US. And at the end of it, only 36% of people that entered were alive at the end.
Wow.
So, yeah. But wow. I think I hear a lot of people were getting DCs, so that may have skewed the stats a little bit.
So my tune was not actually in that list because I died before I could add it. So I was an orc warrior level 10. So you could throw me into that orc pile because somebody went alliance, Lita. I mean, what's up with that, weirdo?
So top 10. We had a late shower here at 10. Got to 23. No in real life for me. I believe that's you, Crystal.
That is actually me.
Yeah,
that is you, yeah.
Nice.
Well done. No in
real
life for me. There
you go.
Congrats on the top 10, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And now that it's over, I hope you can go take out your girlfriend for a nice dinner or something. That'd be good.
We actually were just before the show started.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Oh, good. Awesome. Okay, please.
In at 9, we have Hafrag. Getting to 27, and they're actually tied with 8, who's Engelhart on 27. So I believe Engelhart got to 27 first, that's why he's above. At 7 we have Astrantia on 30. At 6, at 6 we have Bloodleater on 37.
Oh, well, yay. Yay!
You was because I wrote down the standings a little bit before, and you was fifth. You was fifth. Mm. The guy was 36, but yep. He got to fifth.
Yes.
BT Iron Flaps on 40. Yeah. At 4 we have Z Grinder on 50. At 3rd we have Bloody Buzz on 63. That was the highest.
Wow.
Nice. At 2 and 2nd place we have Orc V2. It's quite strange because it's a human, but
yes, I saw that. I was trying to look for them. I'm like, what's that?
Yeah, got to 71.
Wow.
And at number 1, and I didn't want to say anything 2 weeks ago, but I had an inkling if this person entered the contest they might win it, and that's exactly what they did. Never died. Wins on 76.
Wow.
Amazing.
And this guy's got 5 max irons. I believe he's had max irons before.
Yep.
And currently the only person to ever level a max iron. So stiff competition there.
Max.
So grats.
Max Bloodthirsty, yeah.
Yeah.
Grats to everyone.
An absolute machine. So 76 in 2 weeks from just killing, basically.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you can say that, he might have done some quests, but then he's still got to grind, right? Like, you can only quest so much, right? So,
exactly.
So the number 1 and number 2 folks are going to be getting the $20 BattleNet. Wait, no, hold on. Blizzard balance cards that were very kindly donated to us. just guess it to me. Sorry, just reading chat. That were kindly donated to us by Stir. So thank you very, very much. I'll be sending an email out tonight.
Yeah, congratulations, guys. Well done. Well done.
Yeah, and congrats to everybody. Because, I mean, I feel the pain of even getting to 10. But for all of you that were able to, and you died, and you're like, oh, I'm going to try it again. I was like, you guys are something else.
I was actually watching a replay of your stream. I was like, oh, I'll just have a little watch of Stone doing this. And right at the end, splat. Well, that was quick.
Yep. That's what she said. I've heard that so many times. Man, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Lita wins this one. So what's it at now?
So it's 3-2.
3-2 for myself, right?
Yeah.
Or is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see the next
one. I just want to do me a little special mentions.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. My first special mention, I was following her progress closely. And she was sticking to Never Died all the way, before sadly dying, with a combined level of 112 over 3 characters. I think the perseverance, determination deserves a mention, and that's Niecy. I think Niecy had a lot of,
she DC'd a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's just unfortunate. DC's, man. I've had one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And talking of determination, this person entered 5 times. Sadly died every time.
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh.
We all know him as Zorts.
No, he's more times.
Is it more?
7. He says 7.
7?
7.
Maybe he wasn't able to get to 10. On some of them.
Well, on
the list. Yeah.
Zorts, and yeah. I counted 5 with combined level of 86 and reaching 25 his last try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well done, Zorts.
Well done, though, Zorts. Nice.
It's about trying. His determination got him there.
Hmm. So,
yes.
Go ahead.
Go on.
I kind of wanted to make a special mention to some folks that don't normally do Bloodthirsty. So I'm not saying myself, but like there's one person I know does not do Bloodthirsty. And we've talked about this way before too. So for this person to even give it a go, I was actually kind of impressed with. So but I know that they didn't last they outlasted me, so that's not hard to do, but I know that they ended up looks like 7th. So as he got to level 41, and that's a lot more than I thought he would have, because he doesn't he can't do the grind, and I completely understand, because I can't do that grind either. It's just so I would say good on him, and good on anybody else that tried it that doesn't normally try to
that's
grind
what's
away
about,
on stuff.
About trying new challenges as well. I like that
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, and this last mention, I know this person doesn't have much time to play in these contests, usually getting around level 15, 20 in previous contests, and I get the real sense that they really enjoyed this one. I don't know if that's anything to do with the Bloodthirsty or it was the class, but it's our very own Lita. Well done.
Lita.
Thank you. Thank you.
I get a real sense that you really enjoyed this one.
I was really a bit unsure how the warrior was gonna go, because I thought killing and looting's fine, but it was just like, oh, it's the warrior, okay. But obviously Victory Rush and that's is so much better than I thought it was. And yes, I was default for a little bit, but then I went over, I did change to Pratt because we were given that option. And I'm like, I'm going to give Pratt a go because that's all I've ever played on a warrior. And it just was mesmerizing. I just was utterly, when I'd sit down to grind, I'd just pick, do like Niecy would, just pick your spot, work your way round and round and round, and just, I was just killing, looting, and I was in the zone. It was quite relaxing most of the time. So, so I'm really stoked I made it at 37. I didn't think I'd get that high, but I'll continue on with her at some stage. But it was good fun, Mark. Thank you. I really enjoyed it. So yeah.
thank you for coming up with these things. I mean, for everyone to help out, it definitely helps. So
yeah. Thanks, Mog. I'm excited for the next one though, because you know I need to even the score with Stone, and I can't believe Stone, you piked out so early.
Yeah,
I was thinking about I might not even do it.
When I was watching it and you was going for that rare with that other mob tied to it, I was like, really?
Yep. Yep. If you were watching the stream, like I was saying throughout the stream, this is how I will die, because I'm going insane. So. But I couldn't let her win because I didn't try. You know, so I wasn't like trying to die. It was just driving me nuts to not be able to level up with quest XP, because you have to kill, man. It's little bits of XP. It drives me nuts. No, questing's where it's at.
Talking of the next contest, is I believe October.
Yep, depends on how things go. But that's the general idea, is October.
Okay. Yeah.
2 months.
And it will be an iron contest.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll just give that a little tip there.
Then Lita shouldn't bother playing, right? Because I'm just going to win again.
I mean, you need to book some time off, Lita.
Yeah. Well, the problem is I've got next month off. So, you know, Mark.
Wrong month.
You need to book the contest Wrong when month. I'm having holidays.
Nope.
That's what I'm saying.
Nope.
Anyway, thank you, Mark. Thank you so much for this. We really appreciate it. And I think you can say for most of us, we've had a lot of fun with it. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It was good fun. And grats. Everyone who gave it a go, thank you.
Yeah.
To Never Died and Orc V2, congratulations on your number one and number two in the competition. Well done. 76 and 71. Amazing. Yep. And of course,
I'm pretty sure Never Died will take that on to Eddie Heights.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you, Marg.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and we'll speak to you in a bit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Cheers, man.
See you guys. Bye.
Peace.
All right. Awesome. Well, again, well done, everybody. It was a lot of fun, and congratulations. And Stone will get in touch with the winners. So,
Tonight, all right. I'll be doing it.
Okay. Let's get on to the state of the challenges. So, Crystal, do you want to take the irons for me, please?
Sure. So, just a little disclaimer. I don't want to butcher any names with my potato accent. So,
what? Your potato? Have you heard me? We butcher it all the time. Your accent you can speak way better than I do, and you don't diddle yourself.
Oh, you're doing great. We love listening to you, so thank you. All good. All
right, go for it.
Okay. So, Irons. Level 70 was achieved by Aaron Newcon. Then Karghun got level 71. 5-bit got level 71 as well. Then Qyune, got level 75. Ion Shijami got level 75 too.
Okay.
And 5-Blight got level 75 as well, but sadly is deceased.
Oh.
So rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Our Never Died RGE Rage is level 96. So we get our weekly Never Died here. And Ion Zadora is level 96 as well. Out Rogster. I wonder who that is. Got level 100, so congratulations. And Bikini Babe got to level 101, so congratulations to everyone.
Wow. That's
nice.
Well done. You did good. That's great. Commiserations to Fivelight. But like you said, never died there again in irons. So absolute machine. Well done, everyone, on your irons. All right, let's have a look at the Bloodthirsty. So we have Kills Only hit 48. The Grinder hit level 50. Conjured Soul hit 56. Bloody Buzz hit 63. Genetics hit 64. Orc V2, 71. Tire Iron is 75. Too Thirsty is 76, as well as Never Died at 76. So a good combination of contest tunes in there. And then Bent Grinder, died at 88. Oh!
So Five Iron mentioned that... I think he said it might have been to DC, but now I'm not 100% sure. Dang it. He did talk about it in Discord.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay. And Margathon is saying that Bikini Babe is not wearing any armor, just weapon.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
Okay, cool. All right.
No, oh, so Nisi's saying that he had mobs respawn on him. Yeah, that sounds more familiar. Or it sounds more accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Crystal, can you take the pacifist, please?
Okay, so Pitul V or Pitul 7 got to level 30. And, oh my god.
I don't know what this is.
Face on keyboard.
That's a good one.
Power X QK got to level 31 and sadly died. Met his end. Then 5 Kerm got to level 33. Gentle Soul got to level 37. Terauchi got to level 45 and died. So sorry. Peaceable got to level 45 as well. Five Roll got to level 63 and also died. So sorry too. Huey Hamster got to level 74. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Schnuffle Tips got to level 82.
I love that name.
And Feralian got to level 91. So getting there.
Yeah, that is awesome. Wow, we lost a few pacifists this week. And that's another one for Five. So Five Iron lost a pacifist.
He's not had a good week this week. Yeah.
Five Iron, I'm so sorry. How rough. That's a rough week. All right. Congrats to everyone who's 91. First 91. That's amazing.
Well, she's not 91, but her character is level 91.
Fair. I'll smack him for you. Okay. All right.
I'll be here all week. Okay. We have Iron Grimmy at level 41, Iron Spike at level 44, Iralia at level 45, Cat Herder at level 49, Radiac at level 50, Saladris at level 50, Triffin at level 51, Relel level 56, Karasa at level 57, and Bazter level 96. And no changes to the speed to 60. So the man that's sitting with us right now, let's on the screen pointing down, the man that's sitting with us is still the number one character at 16 hours and change,
one
right?
1 minute. Mm-hmm. And 47 seconds?
Yeah.
I would like to step in and say that my offer of paying for 1 month of game time to anyone that beats me is still up. And don't make me make it bigger. Just if you can, please, please just try speak to 60. It's really fun.
Good. Oh, awesome. All right. That's cool. Thrown the gauntlet down, I'd say, Crystal. Well done. All right. Okay. We'll drop mic mm-hmm. and walk off and yeah. Okay, we will see who takes up that challenge. Okay. Bumper. Joan.
Yes. What? There's a bumper.
Yeah.
I do have a bumper.
Yeah, we do have a bumper.
Oh, I heard this joke the other day. But then I was walking to Redwoods and then I saw the coffee match. It was more like Redwoods. But then I saw how I finished it. And I fell in it. And I played like my mom. And I was flying to any place. And you really have to look out. And listen to me, okay?
So I'm actually looking at the speed to 60, and is there a new number two? 16 hours, 15 minutes? Finfine. But they may have just done it right now.
So no, that's...
Are they old?
Yeah.
I don't know why it looks new to me then. Okay, never mind. Anyways, chit-chat. This is how my brain works. Sorry. Chit-chat. Chit-chat.
Okay.
Look, sparklies. Right. Sparkles. I can loot it.
Sparkles. Pretty. Yeah. Okay. Chit-chat time. So this is where you can ask us anything. Questions about the challenges, share your tips, tricks, and, you know, warn people of disastrous things, all those kinds of stuff. So the first one I will get. Crystal, can you read the first one for us, please?
Sure. It's from Discord, from a person called Millie Chicky, and he or she asks, can we use any collected artifact power after artifact weapon power at level 110?
And we've had a couple questions about the artifact weapon and how to use your character at max level. For some reason, this week was bigger on that, and you have to treat your character like a trophy. Because if you were to play your character normally, yes, you won't get green flagged right now, but when we have our new expansion and the level cap increases to 120, it's going to pick up that stuff and then you'll get flagged. So, no. So, yes, but no. Yes, if you don't care about the next expansion. No, if you do. So, there. Good? Yes, Lita? Is Lita here? Okay.
Science just can't up. I just typed in new Skype. Oh. But look, I will take this one and then...
No. I will go. No, you go.
I see it now.
Yep,
cool.
I've got it.
I'll be back. Family. Won't be long.
Okay, mute yourself.
Good luck.
Okay, so we have a question from Aria Starkey from Discord as well, and this is paraphrased, so it's not exactly what was written. Can we make a tune to help another challenger get out of their starting area? For example, Death Knights. Just a general question. Seen it a few times lately. Can we use mounts? And is food allowed? Okay, so for the first one, no, absolutely not. And really, it's not that hard to get out of the Death Knight's zone now. It's easy. It's not like what it was. So, no, you can't get help. Can we use mounts? Yes, you can. You can use any mount that you have access to. That includes the water striders and flying mounts that you might have through warlords and all that jazz. And is food allowed? Absolutely. Just if there's food that's going to give you a buff, right click off that buff and then you're good to go. But you can use it for, you can use it to, heal yourself back up between fights for sure. And Crystal, do you want to take the next one?
Sure. So this is also from Discord, from Tamas Run, and he or she asks, can you join parties with people for like super dangerous stuff if they're the same level range as you? For example, Dark Khan in Ghostlands, who is not super dangerous stuff. That was my note. And I think that you don't, you can't. Just if you think something's too dangerous,
don't do it.
Skip it. Yes.
But yeah, you are not allowed to join another group. And I know this person has been asking if anybody would like to do a iron group with them. And there's not a whole lot of people responding in Discord for them, but we've told them that we're working on the new challenge rules and all that stuff. But we need to do the background stuff on the website first, so it will come. But otherwise, no parties. Nope. So Rogster put in a pun in Discord that made the list, apparently. I don't know, man. This one's pretty bad. So one of my friends told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what? I'm like, what? W-A-T-T? No. Yep. Okay. So thanks, sir. So, Crystal, can you take the second to last one?
Of course. It's, again, from Discord, this time from Autorita. And he or she asks, hey, I was doing the Iron Man challenge and I died at level 20. I deleted it and I created another identical character. It is now level 22, but I can't register it because I died on my other one with the same name. Any help?
Yep, so this can happen. Basically, if you re-roll the tune, the API information doesn't get updated until the next day. So if you're using the exact same name, you're going to have to wait. I've heard and seen sometimes where it takes really, really long, like weeks, but that's because that there is like a problem on Blizzard's side. But normally it should take 24 hours for the API to have your new info and for us to be able to look at that. So, and the last one, Discord from Third Pint. I like that name, Third Pint. Are racial abilities allowed to be used? And I say absolutely. absolutely you can. Basically, you can use everything. I think the only thing is the Panda XP buff, and technically it's a buff that's being applied to you. So it's not really a racial thing, right? So, other than that, I think... Okay, and, you know, I want to say thank you to everybody in Discord for asking the questions, and also to our mods for answering. And also for our moderators taking the questions and putting them into our new document so that I don't miss stuff, because I'm really bad at that, and they did a really good job. So thank you very, very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're back. Everything... Back.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yep. So we get to Azzy's pun. Azzy's pun. What's the difference between deer nuts and beer nuts? Beer nuts are 175, but deer nuts are under a buck.
Azzy.
I like the dirty ones. I'm 41 turning 12, so it's okay.
Of course you.
But I don't diddle myself. So thank you to all of our patrons for helping us out. Definitely helps out to pay for server costs. We are going to be doing something new that we haven't done before. We're going to see how it goes. We've recorded the pre-show, and I'm going to be taking that out and making it as a video on YouTube for patrons only, and we'll see how it goes. And it doesn't have to be $5 or anything. It's just a buck, and like a dollar will help, that's for sure. So our $5 patron thank yous this week are Azylin, awesome trousers. I can't speak now all of a sudden. Bart H, Cell, Fair, Five Iron, Gotrick, Calamoon, Lissan, Never Died, and Zaya. And Anonymous. Anonymous. So thank you all very, very, very much. So the pre-show stuff, I've never done this before, but I'm going to like just try to split the video out and upload it as is. I don't know, hopefully tonight. I've got a busy night planned, so that's one of my things that I'm going to try to do. So we should see how it goes. He said, Buck. So I'm wrapping it up, Stone. Okay, so our next show will be Saturday, July the 29th at 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, which is my time, and then Sunday, July the 30th, 9 a.m. Lita's time, which is Australian Eastern Time, and which is 1 a.m. Central European Time, which is Crystal's time, which means it's 2:30 in the morning for him. Oh my goodness, let's go. And we will be joined by Asylum again, and I will be drinking because I haven't had a beer for a while, and I figured this is a good time. So I'm expecting it to be good. So thank you, Crystal, for No, it's not a bad... I'm not meaning it in a bad way. I'm like, let's go. I'm ready to have a... Mm-hmm. So thank you, Crystal, for coming on and being up so late. And sorry to your girlfriend for staying up late with you. So
we're going to play probably after the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Night shift, so...
Nice. Alrighty. Well, can you let everyone know where they can find you or get in contact with you, please?
So I don't have a Twitter, but I do have a YouTube channel you might be interested in if you want to see how playing free-to-play World of Warcraft looks like. And I get their stuff like Resurrection Sickness, solo dungeon kills. But if that's not for you and you're only focused on WoW challenges, then I have an album on our forums. And if you could come and leave a comment, that would be really appreciated.
Cool. Excellent.
I had no idea that you did those with Res Sickness. That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Crystal. And we all have the information up on the website where you can find all of that. And of course, the website is wowchallenges.com. Don't forget, you can email us at podcast@wowchallenges.com, as well as find us on Twitter, which is @wowchallenges. The Discord server is tinyurl.com/wowchallengesdiscord. So come jump in, say hi, and it's always very lively. So thank you, everyone on Discord. Facebook, we have got a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wowchallenges, as well as you can check out the show on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. Don't forget, you can come catch us live every week on twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
I mean, at this point, you know, the channel name for YouTube, if we were to get the other one, I'd have to re-upload everything. That would take hours, but like more than that, it would take days.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so you can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, where I co-host with that one over there. I did it right this time. Point to the window, and that's Lita, because Lita's out my window. Yeah. Hey, okay. Lita. So,
hi.
Yes, hi, Lita. Yeah. Diddle.
Nice. Wow. Buck Alrighty. Diddle. And where you can find me, I'm on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW. And as well, Behind the Avatar, and of course, Adventures in Azeroth that I do with Stone. As always, big thank you to Mark Conan for our awesome intro. We love it a lot. You can check him out at Mark Conan Wow, as well as he is one of the co-hosts of Torrent Think Tank, He does that with Jules, and they do an awesome job over there. Again, Crystal, thank you for today. Marg, thank you for coming on and finishing off the contest. Well done to everyone who took part, as well as those just doing your challenge turns. And commiserations to anyone we lost this week. So I hope everyone has a really good week coming up, and stay safe, everybody. So thank you. That's bye. Say bye, Stone.
Bye, Stone.
If I can.
Sure.
Sure.
I would like to give a little shout out to my friends and my mom, who will probably be watching this.
Yeah.
Because their friend and their little son are famous on the internet right now. So hi, mom. Hi, friend.
Oh.
Nice. Hi, Crystal's mom.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, lovely. All right. Well,
thanks for watching, and sorry for the diddling.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, bye.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2017. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.